In other big news today, an historic change for the U.S. military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he's opening up all combat positions to women. There's been a build-up to this moment. A few months ago, two women graduated from the Army's prestigious Ranger School. But the head of the Marines, in his recommendations to Carter, had urged that not all combat positions be opened to women. Secretary Carter has overruled that advice. NPR's national security editor Phil Ewing joins us now. So, Phil, is this a surprise? And tell us more about the debate that went into this decision, especially given that the Marines were not on board with opening all combat positions to women.
It's not a surprise, but that doesn't make it any less significant. This would be, as you said, an historic shift for the military because it would mean women serving in frontline infantry roles in the Army, in artillery units, becoming crew members in armored vehicles, and making changes of that nature, which has been a long time in coming. But this is something that the Defense Secretary, Mr. Carter, and President Obama had telegraphed for several months. They wanted to go this way. They made clear in their instructions to the Pentagon services that they would presuppose all these jobs would be open, and then they would have to come back and come up with reasons to keep them closed. And apparently, Carter's made a decision that they will all be open after all.
Well, this is a major change for the military. How is it going to be implemented? Over what time period? And are there any concerns going forward?
We know there are concerns within at least the Marine Corps about integrating women into their infantry units based on a study they did with some test units out in California. But otherwise, he's gotten a lot of buy-in from leadership from the other military services who have said 97% or more of jobs in the military were already open to women. And so now it's just a question of doing the blocking and tackling, as it were, of administering opening those final 3%.
All right, Phil. On this program, we've spoken to Marines for and against this decision, but they were all veterans. Quickly, in the few moments we have left, how do you think men and women who are serving in the military now are going to react? Is this partly a generational issue?
I think it is partly a generational issue, and it's also a very specific issue. So there are a lot of women in the Navy, for example, who've been serving on ships for many years. There aren't very many issues you hear about. The challenges will be in these units that have been previously closed that will begin to have to implement adding women to them. And that's going to be a very individual and characteristic experience that'll change depending on where you go in the service.
Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.